Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Welcome back. This is the last hour of our 3 hours together today, the first day of pledge drive. So let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm thinking, as we are approaching this big mountain, as we do every quarter for Pledge Drive, of how Jesus said, you know, for man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And that's the spirit that I'm asking you to consider as you make your way to relevantradio.com to make your pledge, or use the Relevant Radio app. Or if you want to call 877-291-0123, you can do it that way. But this is a big mountain, and we'll climb it one step at a time. And you will help us when you make your pledge. So please be thinking about how generous God might want you to be this time around. 888-914-9149 is the number to call to be on the air. You can call that number now. We have some lines open. 888-914-9149. Let's start off in Newark, California with Modesto. Good morning, Modesto. Hello, sir.
Hello, yes. This is Modesto, Mr. Patrick.
Yes, sir.
My question is, I'm talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, even in non-believer in Jesus Christ, I could see it, either a Hindu, Buddhist, or Muslim. Now, my question is, what's the salvation of those people who don't believe in Jesus Christ? But they
what?
Spirit.
Okay, so let's first of all specify what the fruits of the Holy Spirit are. The fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So that's from Galatians chapter 5, by the way. So what you're seeing in these other people who are non-Christian are what are known as natural virtues. There is a natural virtue of patience or kindness. You know, I'm thinking back to a lady that I knew when I was a kid. I was in the fourth grade. And she lived in my neighborhood, and she was just a wonderful woman. She exemplified things like patience and kindness and generosity. Now, she was Jewish, and she was a devout Jew, but she certainly wasn't Christian. So what I was seeing in her as a child were these natural virtues, and anybody can have them. So whether you're an atheist or even, for that matter, you could be a Catholic out of the state of grace. You could be living in mortal sin and still be kind. You could still be generous. You could still be patient. Okay. So the thing to remember is that these fruits of the Holy Spirit can also be seen in a natural way in which they are not infused with grace. So that leads to your question then, what about the salvation of those who are not Christian? So you mentioned Hindus, right, and Buddhists and Muslims and others. The answer to that question, Modesto, comes from Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So salvation is only in Jesus. There is no Buddha door to heaven. There is no Muhammad door to heaven, or any other door for that matter. So, as Jesus said also in John 3:16, this is a verse I probably quote more than any other verse in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So that's the offer that the Lord makes to everybody. So in the case of those who know Jesus, know of him, are aware of him, and they reject him, the church teaches, or Jesus himself teaches, that salvation is not possible. If you reject Jesus knowingly, salvation is not possible. That leaves open the question, well, what about people who don't know? What about people who maybe for no reason that's due to their own fault, they don't know about Jesus, they don't know about his church? Well, the church says in that case, God has mercy on those that he knows and is known to him alone. It's not revealed to us what the norm is for them, but that it's possible that they could be saved in spite of their lack of knowledge of Jesus, not because of it. So the norm is given to us by Jesus. He said in Matthew 28:19-20, go into the whole world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. So that's the norm. And you notice that it's for all people in all places at all times. And if somebody is unable to participate in the normative way of doing this, then that's known to God alone. And the church says we trust in God's mercy for them. Does that help, Modesto?
Yeah, but my other question is, where will be these people going, although they have this natural fruit of the Holy Spirit, natural fruit of the Spirit? If they die, where will they go? They won't be going to hell. The devil will not accept them because that's not what the devil wants, right?
No, the devil has no say in the matter of who goes to hell. The devil's not in charge of saying yes or no. That's God's justice and mercy. So if the person sends himself to hell by refusing God's grace, the devil can't stop that. So the question you're asking is, what about those who reject Christ? And yet in this life, they led maybe some exemplary virtues, the natural virtues. What about them? Well, the church says that there are various degrees of punishment, just as there are various degrees of glory in heaven. And so the least in the kingdom of heaven will still be in heaven and still be enjoying the beatific vision, but unable to contain as much glory, let's say, as the Blessed Virgin Mary or some of the great saints. The person will still be in heaven, but will be experiencing it at, you might say, a lower level of capacity. And I think the same is true when it comes to those in hell. Some will be punished far more rigorously because of their crimes and the things that they've done against God and others, and some will suffer maybe very lightly by comparison. Doesn't mean that they won't still be in hell. And it's a terrible thing to contemplate, which is why, Modesto, you and I have been given this commission by Jesus to share him with other people so that they don't wind up separated from God forever in hell. I'll have to leave it at that, but I hope that's helpful to you. Thank you. We are going to hear a message from Father Rocky, our executive director. And please note, today is the first day of Pledge Drive. This is the last hour of the first day of Pledge Drive for us anyway. And we'll be back in just a minute, we being Mary Graham and I, in just a moment after this message from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO and chairman of Relevant Radio. It's day one of our Join the Family Pledge Drive. Help us get off to a great start by giving a financial gift online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. This hour, we have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. If you can help us with a gift of $20 a month today, our special gift to you is a lovely icon of Our Lady smiling. It's known as the image of Our Lady of Bethlehem, and it's beautiful and has extraordinary detail and vibrant colors. This freestanding icon of the Blessed Mother and Infant Jesus will be a great addition to your home. This beautiful icon is only available today for a gift of $20 a month. You can make your tax-deductible donation on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com or call 877-291-0123.
So exciting to see the Relevant Radio family grow from year to year and Pledge Drive to Pledge Drive, and perhaps one of the new listeners in one of our newer markets just tuning in, or discovered us in one of our old markets and we've been around a while and you've just discovered the station. And did you enjoy our recent programming, The Holy Souls, the great stories about saints, On the Night Train, all that great programming we just had in the past month? Well, coming up, we have things like an Advent focus, special Christmas programming, and so much more. You will not be disappointed with what's to come. So if that's you, if you've enjoyed what you've heard, you're looking forward to what is yet to come, then we want you to join the family here with us at Relevant Radio. And to do that, you simply give us a call or you visit our website. And, you know, one thing, too, if you're new to the family, you might be wondering, why are they coming on here and asking me for money? Because we are 100% listener support. And we set goals each and every hour. And we've got a, I'm looking here, Patrick, at our record gifts, the record amount we've ever received during this hour of Pledge Drive. This, you know, the second hour, is it the second hour on a Monday? or is it the third hour?
Third hour,
$65,000 would set a new goal. It'd be an all-time record for this hour. And you know what? I say let's go big or go home. 65 grand yeah. is our goal for this hour.
How about 70? Do I hear 70? No, I like 65. It's manageable, manageable. So what do we need to do to hit that goal, Mary?
Simply visit the website. You can join the family at relevantradio.com. You can use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Your gift will be matched 100%. So perhaps you want to come in at that $20 a month level and get this beautiful icon, which you can see that when you visit the website or open up the app. Or, you know, we're going to need a few folks who can give in a big way. So if you can make a $5,000 or $10,000 gift, you'll get us there that much quicker.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Could we ever use a $5,000 or $10,000 or even a $20,000 gift right now? And you know, Charlene in Arcadia, California, she's moving in that direction. She just came in with a recurring gift of $924. Thank you, Charlene. She's a brand new donor. Welcome to the family. Thank you to you, Adriana, in Inglewood, California, with your generous gift of $52, brand new donor. Thank you. Judy in Austin, your $100 gift, brand new donor, very much appreciated. And Geraldine in Kissimmee, am I saying it right, Mary? Kissimmee, does that sound right? Kissimmee?
Kissimmee. Mm-hmm.
Kissimmee, okay.
I have said some really exciting news. Yes, Kissimmee.
Yeah, well, thank you, Geraldine, for your $250 gift. Yes, what's the exciting news, Mary?
Yes, we're making progress. We're down to only needing just under $5,800. At this rate, we're going to make it happen. Join the family now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.
It's the Patrick Madrid Show. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
All right. Welcome back, by the way. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. We've got room for you right now. I think sometimes during Pledge Drive, you might think, well, they're not taking phone calls. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, we can. Si se puede. You can call now and be on the air. 888-914-9149. This note comes in from William. Listening on the Relevant Radio app, he says, hello, Patrick. I'm a daily listener, and I'm always spreading Relevant Radio to everyone in my parish. Thank you for that. Two thumbs up and a snap of the fingers, William. Thank you. He says, I was told we should not do the sign of peace in Mass when offering the sign of peace. Can you please give me your expert advice? Now, when he says, he actually put it, we should not do the peace sign, which would be the, you know, forefinger and, let's see, your index finger and your middle finger upheld like the V for victory sign that Winston Churchill was famous for flashing. He says, I was told that we shouldn't do that at Mass when offering the sign of peace. Can I get your expert advice? He also says, thank you and Cyrus for a great show. Pink Floyd over the Beatles. Oh, please, sir, please. Fair enough. He's from the border town in Laredo, Texas. And he says, thanks for all you guys do. And he says, P.S., we do it all the time in Mexico. And he says, God bless you.
Did he really say that?
He actually did. That's the P.S. God bless you and everyone at Relevant Radio. Okay.
We do it in Mexico all the time.
That's true. I don't mind having that on my karmic record.
You don't feel like your head is burning or anything?
No.
I'm going to go home and lay down.
Yeah. Poor guy. Okay, so this is... I understand your question. Is it appropriate to give the peace sign when you're at Mass? And I don't have a strong opinion about this, but if I had to have an opinion, I would say I personally wouldn't give the peace sign. I don't give the peace sign, you know, index finger up, middle finger up, making a V. Now, it has connotations that most people now probably don't really even know about, and that comes out of the anti-war movement. That's where this V for victory sign became, it transmogrified, at least in American culture, and spread outward from there. In the 60s, it changed into a peace symbol. That's where this came from. And then also, you may have seen this sign. Everyone has seen it. You know, you've got the line descending from the top of the circle straight down, and then it branches off into two lines. And that was also something that became popularized in the time of the anti-war movement during the Vietnam War as a peace symbol. And so it had connotations that were countercultural, anti-government, anti-Richard Nixon. It had connotations of hippiedom, peace, man, far out, that kind of stuff. And it no longer, I don't think, has that connotation, especially for younger people who didn't live during that time. They don't even remember because they weren't there for this. I remember when I was a teenager, the peace sign, it meant a lot more and especially could be antagonistic or antagonizing to older people who did not hold those views. But I don't think it has that connotation anymore. I wouldn't use it because it, to me, it seems a bit flippant, a little bit, I don't know, kind of a little bit less solemn than the sign of peace I think should be. But I wouldn't go out and say you shouldn't do it. I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying I don't do it. A more traditional sign of peace would be, you know, you bow your head towards somebody, make a bow of some sort of gesture. That's certainly fine. Shaking hands until COVID, that was de rigueur, but I don't know how many people even do that much anymore either. So to answer your question, I don't prefer it, but I'm not offended when somebody does it. There's also that the peace sign that I think is like the hook 'em horns or something like that from from college football. I'm probably going to get it wrong, so I won't even try to make sure I have the name of the school right. Although I'm sure down in College Station, the people listening to this program on Red Sea Radio are probably laughing right now. Shout out to all the Red Sea Radio listeners, by the way. I've seen people do that as well. And I know some people get offended by that because they think that means devil horns. And people can be bothered by different things like that. So if you're going to do anything, the way to not offend anybody would be to maybe just nod your head or bow, smile, peace be with you, something like that. If you use the peace sign with the index finger and the middle finger, be prepared that maybe some people, like the person that told you that you shouldn't do it, might be bothered by it. So I prefer to play it safe. 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Enrico in Vallejo, California. Hello, Enrico.
Hi, good morning, Patrick Madrid. Thanks
yes,
for taking
sir.
My call.
You're welcome.
My question, it comes from a, I'm so proud to speak to you right now. My question comes from you, from a conversation I heard from a young man. He called and he was asking about hell when Jesus went to hell, and you gave a understanding about what hell meant when Jesus went, and it was the underworld. And he asked if all those that died before were forgiven and went to heaven. And you gave an answer that was interesting. My question is, what happened to Cain and other others that sinned before? Mm-hmm. Were they forgiven as well because of Jesus' blood?
Well, we don't know. So the church doesn't tell us whether or not Cain went to hell permanently. We just don't know. So we could hope and pray that he came to his senses and he repented to God before he died. That's possible. So it's possible that he was there with all the righteous of the Old Testament, but it's also possible that he didn't make it. We just don't know. Just
Patrick Madrid, thank you so much for that answer, because I don't know either. And your answer, it's soothing to hear. It's okay that we don't know. And I do have one more question if you could answer.
Okay.
There's a couple passages where Jesus is around the multitudes, so I imagine thousands and thousands of people following him, and I'm sure you can name the verse and all, but there's several times where it says, and Jesus went to certain places, and he wanted to be alone, and he didn't want anyone to know. Those are versed out. What are your thoughts? Like, do you think Jesus, so much power had gone out of him from all his healings? Do you think he needed time to rest?
I do, yeah. So this is a retreat that Jesus went. Yeah, Jesus went on a retreat from time to time. So he told his disciples at times, let us go away to a deserted place. And, you know, this is, as he says in Mark 6, verse 31, come away by yourselves to a deserted place or a desolate place, some translations say, and rest for a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. So Jesus, being human as well as God, he needed to eat. He needed to sleep. He needed to unwind. He's just like us. Now, he pushed himself, I'm sure, far harder than any of us push ourselves, even on a good day. The Lord was constantly pushing himself and serving and teaching and performing miracles, but he too would get worn out. So going to a deserted place meant, let's go someplace where there aren't a lot of people so that we can just chill out for a while. He certainly did do that.
Thank you, Patrick Madrid. Thank you so much. I want you to know that I'm a plumber, and when I was in construction, it took me being into construction to see and understand what it is that a carpenter does, and how strong you have to be a carpenter. And I just want you to know that was part of my journey. And thank you so much for all your teaching.
Thanks, Enrico.
You always get my vote. You're such a strong representative of the faith. And sometimes I wonder, because I heard you mention times that you were in debates with other people. Sometimes I wonder, when you applied for your position, if there was anyone that was applying for the same position, how good were they? Because I look forward to your voice. I look forward to your teaching. And I know there's how many more throughout the world that listen to you because the truth that you share with us. And it's
you're very kind, Enrico. Thank you. I don't know what to say except thank you. You're very kind. And I'm so glad to know that you're listening out there in Vallejo, California, Northern California. Thanks for that. Yes, wherever you may be listening, anywhere around the world, just know that we are praying for you every day here at Relevant Radio. And I certainly pray for you every day before we even start the show. Pray the rosary for you and your family and your intentions every single morning without fail. So this is one reason why our motif for this pledge drive is join the family, because we feel like you're our family and we want you to feel the same way about us. I think I have time to get to James in Santa Cruz, California before the break. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Patrick. I have a question in regards to the two witnesses and the mark of the beast,
yeah.
The seven-year period. Where do the two witnesses come in and the mark of the beast? Like, is it in the first part or the second part? I'm confused by like Protestant teaching and Catholic teaching on that subject.
Okay. This is a topic that's too big for me to cover in 90 seconds, but I can just mention that the two witnesses are referred to in Revelation 11. And these are the ones that will be preaching against the Antichrist during the time of the tribulation, and they too will be killed. Eventually, they'll be brought back to life again, but they will be martyred in the streets. So the book of Revelation certainly talks about them, and I wouldn't say it's so much Catholic teaching or Protestant teaching as much as it is trying to understand what do these symbols mean. Now, I believe those will be true, actual personages, two actual men who will do this. But in terms of trying to interpret the things that we see in the book of Revelation, everybody's got an opinion. So if you'd like, I can give you a book recommendation that might be helpful for you. Or if you want to just hold the phone for a few minutes when we come back from this next break, I can pick it up from there if you want, James. Want to do that?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay, so stand by. Thank you. We're in pledge drive mode right now. So a few minor announcements along the way. Mary Graham is joining me, and she's going to catch us up on where things stand with our goal, our need for $3 million this quarter.
Yes, $3 million by the end of the week is what we need to keep these radio stations that you're listening to, whichever one you are listening to, or the app or the website, whoever you tune in and listen, to keep it on the air. And we need your help. We need you to join the family now at relevantradio.com, opening up the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And we need some folks who can give in a big way during this hour, like Paul in St. John, Indiana, made a special gift of $1,000. And we had a $1,000 gift that came in from Chula Vista, California. Those were both doubled 100%. It is a partnership challenge hour. But the reason we're looking for some people who can give in a big way this hour is because we've set a goal of $65,000 to make this hour best hour ever for this hour on a Monday during Pledge Drive, $65,000. And we are sitting right now, looks like $54,000 away from that.
Yeah, it's not too far, but it's also not too close. So we have to really push hard to get there. And you can help us if you call 877-291-0123, or even easier at relevantradio.com. And the reason I'm hesitating there is I wanted to see if the thermometer had been updated. And it is being updated on a regular basis, so you can see what our progress is. Yes, it has been updated, so you'll be able to see what your donation match dollar for dollar today will produce. I also want to quickly say a couple of thank yous. We have, so many people who are joining the family right now. Let's say a special thank you to Paul in Fontana, California, brand new donor, $26 donation. Paul, thank you. Brenda in Mequon, Wisconsin, thank you for your $240 gift as a new donor. Thanks for joining the family. I just said Brenda. Thank you again, Brenda. Janet in Butler, Wisconsin, thank you for your $26 gift. And Judy in Austin, Texas, thank you for your $100 first-time gift as a brand new donor. We very much appreciate all of those gifts.
We want to say thank you to Marilyn, who made her gift online in Coventry, Rhode Island, $1 a day. Thank you so much. And a $400 gift from an anonymous donor in Bakersfield, California. Welcome to the family. Glad to have you on board. You can join the family, too, at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A big goal this hour. We are chipping away at it. I'd like to see this go a little bit quicker, though. We don't want to be cleaning up in that last 5 minutes like we did last hour. Let's make it happen faster. Join the family at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. If you can give that $5,000 or $10,000 gift, it will be matched 100%.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Moving and grooving here on the Patrick Madrid Show. Thank you for listening. My number is 888-914-9149. You can call now. I'll get you on the air. 888-914-9149. Back to James now in Santa Cruz, California. So, James, you had asked me a couple questions, one about the Mark of the Beast, and also I think it was the two witnesses you were asking about as well, right? In the book of Revelation, chapter 11?
Yeah, I was just trying to find out, do the two witnesses come on the scene after the Mark of the Beast? Is it like the first 3.5 years or the second 3.5 years? And because I understood that the conversion of the Jews is because of the two witnesses. So I was confused. Or wouldn't they already be marked? Or I'm just confused on the timelines of Mark of the Beast and the two witnesses.
Sure. So let's go to the book of Revelation. This will help us kind of get our bearings here. So in the book of Revelation, we see the mark of the beast mentioned in Revelation chapter 13. So it says, men worship the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast and who can fight against it? And there we see another beast which rises out of the earth with two horns like a lamb. It spoke like a dragon. And as this all unfolds in Revelation 13, we're told that people would be given a mark. So in verse 15, it says that the image of the beast would even speak and to cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. So this whole Revelation chapter 13, talking about the beast, is where you first see this reference to the mark of the beast. Now, as far as the precise timeline, I would recommend a book by Dr. Scott Hahn, who, of course, is a scripture scholar. I'm not, but he is. It's called The End, the Book of Revelation Study Guide. And this, what's nice about this is that it's a spiral-bound book that gives you, so you can lay it flat on the table, and it gives you the charts, the graphs, the timelines of what's going on in the book of Revelation. So if you want to see at a glance, how do the two witnesses fit in? What about all the seals and all the bowls and all the other things that are taking place? That's probably the best resource I can recommend to you.
Okay, perfect. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it. It's called The End, you know, aptly called. And it is a study guide. Now, what's interesting about the Book of Revelation is that depending upon which scholars you study, you'll have different interpretations of what they think these things mean. One of the nice things about Dr. Scott Hahn's study of this is that he draws upon the 2,000-year tradition of the church. So what did the church fathers have to say? What did St. Thomas have to say? So it's going to be guiding you within this stream of Catholic thought and scholarship, which is also very important because you never know quite what you're going to get when you listen to somebody who doesn't follow the church's patrimony of biblical interpretation the way Scott does.
Awesome. Maybe I'll buy myself that for Christmas. Thank you.
There you go. If you've been good this year, then you owe it to yourself, right? Thanks, James. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. Let's see. Some more emails that have been rolling in. This is from, where are we here? This is from, where's his name? Oh, her name, rather. Mary Beth. And Mary Beth is listening in Coral Gables, Florida. Hello, Mary Beth. She says, I enjoy your show, and as I listen to comments, I hear the use of the term Catholic Christian. Using that term is interesting. I ask, do you ever hear the term Baptist Christian or Methodist Christian? I have not, and I wonder why Catholics feel the need to add Christian. My mother always referred to our religion as Roman Catholics, or RC, which I find interesting. Do you think that using the term Catholic Christian reduces the Catholic Church? If the Catholic Church stands in a direct line from Peter, is not the addition Christian superfluous? Should not the other churches feel the need to add Christian to their brand or version of Christianity, while the Catholic Church, being secure in its foundation, feels no such need? Just a thought. Thank you for considering my comment. Well, Mary Beth, thank you. Well, I'm glad you enjoy the show, but I'm almost certain that you didn't hear me using the term Catholic Christian, because it's a term I very rarely use, and for the same reason that you're identifying, and that is, it is a bit redundant to say Catholic Christian. Here's why. The Christianity, so-called, that you see in the early church, the reason I say so-called is because that wasn't like the original term that was used. People called it the way, first of all, the way, like the way of Jesus, the way of following Jesus. And that gave way eventually to Christian. But Christian, keep in mind, was an epithet early on. It would be like calling somebody, oh, you Christer, you follower of Jesus. It was a put down. It was a negative term. But those early Christians, they embraced it because it's also it's an honor to be called a Christian. You're a follower of Jesus? Yes, I am. Thank you for noticing. So it became more widely spread. But the thing to remember, and you already know this, but for the sake of those listening, is that Jesus didn't start Christianity. Jesus didn't come to found Christianity. Jesus came and started or founded a church. Upon this rock, he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now, Christianity is, as a denominator, it's a way of describing what this church represents. It represents Jesus and the teachings of Jesus Christ. So we can use the term Christian. There's nothing wrong with the term Christian. But Catholic and Christian are, at least from a biblical and historical standpoint, synonymous, because that church that Jesus established, which is the personification of Christianity, is the Catholic Church, capital C. So you're right to see in this usage a kind of redundancy that's unnecessary, which is one reason why I don't really talk about I'm a Catholic Christian. I just say I'm a Catholic, because that says it all. Similarly, I never use the phrase Roman Catholic, because it too is unnecessary. The Catholic Church, it is comprised of more than just the Latin Rite Catholics. So when we think of Roman Catholic, typically really what you're referring to there is the Roman Rite of the Catholic Church. But the Catholic Church includes any number of other rites, depending on how you count them, you know, at least another dozen rites. Now, numerically, in terms of the number of members of the Catholic Church that are members of those rites, it's far smaller than the Latin Rite. So it's, you know, the Latin Rite numerically dominates in terms of the number of people who are Latin Rite Catholics. But the Byzantine Catholics are still Catholic, and the Maronite Catholics are still Catholic, and all the other members of the different rites of the Catholic Church. So that's one reason that it's, in my view, it's kind of pointless to say the Roman Catholic Church, as if you're saying something like, I'm being extra Catholic by saying the Roman. You don't need to do that. Just the Catholic Church. And it means the Catholic Church, not just the Roman rite, but all the other rites that go into the Catholic Church. That's another thing. Now, the thing to remember, too, is that the term Roman Catholic, as we use it now, is you know, very common. There's nothing wrong with it. And when people use it, I understand what they mean by that. But remember that its origins in more modern times, they really stem from the Protestant Reformation in England. And you may say, well, what do you mean by that? Here's what I mean by that. In the 16th century, when King Henry VIII broke away from the Catholic Church and declared himself the so-called head of the Church of England, this new creation that he fashioned so that he could get his divorce, because that's what he really wanted, and he broke away from the Catholic Church, and he forced all of the subjects of the realm to go into heresy and schism as well. This term, Roman Catholic, arose as a way to try to diminish the Catholic Church by putting it into a little box. So the Church of England, they argued, and this was once they got over the problem of the Puritans and all the craziness that the Puritans brought into the Church of England for a stretch of time. Once they started to turn the corner on that and they came back to something more resembling the Catholic Church, the apologists and those who were promoting Anglicanism as a via media, a middle way between the Roman Catholic Church on one side and Protestantism on the other, they styled themselves as this sort of branch of the ancient Catholic faith. So they said, well, you have the Roman Catholics under the Pope and all the stuff that they do. You've got the Orthodox Catholics and you've got us. Hey, the Anglicans, we're the via media. We are somewhere in between the Orthodox branch of the Catholic faith and the Catholic branch of the Catholic faith. And none of this is true. Certainly, historically speaking, none of it is true. There was no Anglicanism in the early church. And so the reason that the term Roman Catholic grew into in the English-speaking areas, the reason that it became more common, it was because it was a way of the those who were promoting Anglicanism to try to tamp down the Catholic Church. Oh, you're the Roman Catholic Church. You're that branch of the Catholic Church, which is preposterous. It's not true. And so over time, more and more and more Catholics began to adopt this phraseology without realizing that it was a kind of self-limiting way of talking about the Catholic Church. So that's why I never say Roman Catholic, because it's redundant and it's unnecessary. Just say Catholic. This says everything. All right. Well, that music means it is urgent because we now have about 16 minutes left in this hour to meet our goals. Mary's going to join me in just a moment to tell us where things stand.
So changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
This is from Tara in Colorado. 1 year ago, she says, I was praying to God to help me find employment that would allow me to have a flexible schedule so that I could continue to be involved in all of my kids' activities. I was hoping to return to work after being a stay-at-home mom for several years. God led me to a job that was exactly what I was praying for. On the first day of work, the owner of the company was listening to Relevant Radio online as she was training me. From that day on, I started listening to Relevant Radio every day at work through the website. I soon downloaded the app and started listening in the car when taking the kids back and forth to school. I have now been listening for a year, and I have learned so much about our Catholic faith. I am so thankful to you for your great programming, and I am grateful that God led me to your radio station through my employment. Thank you for all you do, Tara.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
We want to say thank you to everybody who's joining the family now during this hour. We have a big goal, big, big goal, and what we need to make that goal a reality here in the next 15 minutes is another $47,000. That's a lot. The only way that's going to happen is if we get some folks who can give in a big way. Like we have an anonymous donor in, is this Sylmar, California?
Yep, Sylmar.
Patrick, Sylmar, California. They made a special gift of $1,200. That's $100 a month. Thank you for your help and your support. And a few more of those would help. Some $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 gifts right now will go a long way to help us make our goal. How do you make that gift? It's real simple. RelevantRadio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123.
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock. We have 15 minutes on the clock right now to make this happen. And some people are stepping forward. John in Sacramento, thank you for your $360 gift. Very much appreciated. And you're a new donor. Thanks for joining the family. Frank in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, thank you for your $50 gift as a new donor. Welcome aboard. Eileen in Carrollton, Texas, thank you for your $360 recurring gift. And you're a brand new donor. Welcome. And let's see, Father Ronnie, I've been meaning to thank Father Ronnie in Van Nuys, California. Thank you for your generous gift of $250, Father. We appreciate it very much. And welcome to the family as a brand new donor.
We need to keep those gifts coming in now at RelevantRadio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. And we have a very, very special gift that's available today and today only, and there's only about 350 of them left. So if you're thinking, I would really like to get my hands on this Virgin Mary of Bethlehem, it's a freestanding golden engraved wood silk screened icon. It's beautiful. And it's a duplicate. It's a replica of the southern entrance of the Holy Cave of the Nativity. They kind of discovered this image there. That is yours for a special gift of $20 a month or $240. Make that gift now and we will get us that much closer to our goal and we will pop that in the mail to you. Along with, if you make your gift online at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, you'll get the MP3 download available for our special online givers. How to Be a Happy Catholic Family, produced by Father Rocky. So now is the time to give. We've got a big goal still in need of, it looks like, about $45,000 here in the last 12 minutes. We need your help. We need some folks who can give in a big way. If you can give a $1,200 gift or a $5,000 or $10,000 gift, now is the time to do it. It's the perfect time. Your gift will be matched 100%. You'll put us that much closer to making our goal. It's relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
All right, we are back. Let's hit some more phone calls while we've got the time. Let's go to Jeff in Redondo Beach, California. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, Patrick? I had a question for my child, actually. She's an eighth grader now, and she came home with a bunch of questions. Like, she was asking about how do we come to accept the Bible as being authentic, the authentic word of God. And she just had a bunch of questions. I wasn't really sure if she was trying to get information about the Bible per se, or as far as how do we tell that Jesus is the Christ. I've read a bunch of the books that you recommended, like the Handbook of Catholic Apologetics.
Right.
And that's kind of deep for a teenager. And I was wondering if you could possibly suggest something similar to that, that would be maybe dialed down to like a teenage type level that you'd be able to understand.
Sure. Well, I mean, is the question, I want to make sure I'm understanding her question. Is the question, can you trust the Bible, or how can you know that the Bible is trustworthy? Is that the essence of it?
Yeah, I think that's what she was getting at. Like, for example, she was asking about like creation, and since that was written by Moses, and how did Moses know all these years later, you know, like how did the dinosaurs fit in? And just like, she just had like, she was kind of bouncing all around with her questions.
It's good though. Good that she's thinking about that.
You know, I know when you take calls, you try to focus on one answer, but it seems like she kept bouncing questions off me, and I couldn't really answer any one of them firmly enough.
Yeah.
But I was welcoming the questions, so I was wondering if you had something.
I do. Yeah, I've got a book that has been around for a while. It's been very helpful. I've recommended it to other people. It's called Can You Trust the Bible? And it's by Francis Hogan, H-O-G-A-N. So that would be a good place to start, because it takes up a lot of these same questions. Another good book is by Father William Most, There are actually two by him, and I would suggest either one. One is called Catholic Apologetics Today, and that is published by Tan Books. The other one, I forget who publishes it, but it's called Free from All Error. Now, I think the Catholic Apologetics Today book is going to be much more accessible for a 13-year-old. It doesn't mean that she couldn't give her attention to the other book, but I think to start off with the one, Catholic Apologetics Today, would be a good one. Because in it, he takes this kind of thing into account. How can we trust the Bible? How do we know that Scripture is inerrant, properly understood? So those two books, I think, would be helpful, either the one by Francis Hogan or the one by Father William Most.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll have to pick those up and give them a read myself, because I enjoy having these conversations with her. It's just that I want to make sure that I tell her, like I said, if I don't know the answer, I say, well, hey, keep giving me the questions, and I'll find the answer for you, you know?
Yeah,
for sure. I want to keep,
sure,
you know, feeding her faith. And then, you know,
there's
like
another thing you can do. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying she's in a Catholic elementary school, and then so next year she's, you know, we're looking at high schools now. So I want to make sure that she is able to be a, you know, like I said, a role model or something for her other peers. You know,
that's very good.
Trying to encourage her.
So you sound like a model father that you're trying to help your daughter navigate through these things so that she'll be in a good position to help others. I was going to suggest also that just down the road from you at Catholic Answers, their website is catholic.com, as you probably already know. Over the years that they've been in existence, I worked there for 8 years a long time ago, but over the years, there is a great body of reference material in the form of articles and things that are absolutely free. So if you went to the website, catholic.com, and just typed in, like, can you trust the Bible? Even just that alone would bring up a wealth of things that you could print out or share with her. And that's going to be also for a popular audience. So I don't think she'd have any trouble finding that accessible at 13 years of age.
Okay. I'll definitely have to check that out too. I just had a question. I'm sure you've heard of like The Case for Christ. It's not a Catholic resource, but
it's Lee Strobel. I'm very familiar with that book.
Yeah. So I kind of used some of his terminology when I was trying to give her analogies. I was like, the odds of one man fulfilling 20 some odd prophecies is like throwing a dart and hitting an atom in the galaxy. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of helps to kind of, you know, to, without getting into the theology, just kind of show you like the odds or the likelihood of these things being, you know, proven not true or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. Yeah, no objection other than to say that we as Catholics don't make the claim for the inerrancy of Scripture or the divinity of Jesus or the resurrection on the basis of probability. There are those in the atheistic world who use the arguments from probability against theism, for example. But I would say that's helpful up to a point, but it's not really that's not like the top shelf kind of response, the probability of this happening. There are far more strong proofs than that. So just be aware that that has some facility, but not as much as some of the other things that these books would help you with. Anyway, Richard, I hope that's helpful. Thank you very much. 888-914-9149 now. we're down to just a few seconds here before we have to go to the next break. So I think I can squeeze one more call in before we go to the break. Richard in Bloomfield, New Jersey. We don't have much time, so we'll have to be quick.
Okay, the reason for the term Catholic Christian, it's relatively new. This is my experience. I'm 83 years old, always been a Catholic. When there were Baptists and Presbyterians and Catholics, there was no need to define Catholics as Christians. However, recently, last few years anyway, there are new denominations. They call themselves simply Christians. And many of the children don't realize that Catholics are actually Christians. So
that's a good point, Richard. I wish I had more time. Forgive me. Thank you.
You know, Patrick helping out that young dad with his daughter and how to answer her questions. That's why we're here. This is exactly why we do what we do. And this is exactly why we want you to join the family so you can say, you know what? I helped make that phone call a reality. It's yours to claim when you make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Patrick, I am not a quitter, but we are still $42,000 away from making our goal for this hour. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to hold out that we're going to make it happen here in the last 6 minutes.
Yeah, 6 minutes is not much time, but it can happen. The way to make it happen is to call 877-291-0123. Or even better, go to relevantradio.com. You'll never get a busy signal there, relevantradio.com, or use the Relevant Radio app. But we're down to crunch time now, as Mary just said. So we're closing in on 5 minutes left to make this goal, and we really need your help right now.
We want to say thank you to an anonymous donor, very generous soul here in Antioch, Illinois. Made a gift of $2,000. That was doubled to $4,000. And we've also had gifts coming in from New London, Wisconsin. Marge made a $600 gift. And Greg in Shasta Lake, California made a special gift of $600 as well. And Greg made his gift online. Thank you for your help and your support. Both of those doubled to $1,200. Your gift will also be matched. 100%. If you've seen this beautiful icon, maybe you've gone to the website and looked and you thought, that's pretty cool looking. I think I want one of those, but you haven't made the commitment yet. Now's the time to join the family for $20 a month or a special one-time gift of $200. Your gift will be matched 100%. It is 100% dollar for dollar match.
100%.
And if you make your gift online, that's right, at relevantradio.com or by using the app, you also get the download about how to have a happy Catholic family. But your icon, it's absolutely beautiful. It's a freestanding icon with extraordinary detail, and it is the image of the Virgin of Bethlehem, and it is at the southern entrance of the Holy Cave of the Nativity. We'll send you that as our special thank you. Today is the only day that that's available, and there's less than 350 of them left.
Yeah, that's how fast they're going right now. And as Mary said, you're not going to be able to get this tomorrow. If you want to see this, go to relevantradio.com. And you'll see it right there at the very top. It is an icon. I'm trying to choose the right word for this. It's an icon of our Blessed Mother holding baby Jesus, just like you would see if you were to go to Bethlehem. And I've seen it there. And she's smiling at you. Take a look at her face. And doesn't it look like she almost wants to tell you something?
Yeah.
And I wonder what that is. Maybe she's telling you, be generous, be generous. But you can have your icon at a $20 a month giving level or higher when you go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there. But see, we're now down to 3 minutes, and we have a lot of ground yet to cover. So this is the moment we need you to step forward. Relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
I believe in the impossible here. The final 3 minutes, we still need $41,000. That means if a few people can come in at $5,000 each, you know, several at $10,000, or someone says, I can help you out, Patrick. I'm going to write that check for $41,000. Yeah. You make your goal for this hour. Hey, just give us a call. It's 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 or Plan B. Let's melt down the internet and everybody visit relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet and make that gift of a dollar a day or $20 a month, whatever you can do. Let's make it happen. Everybody doing your part, and this will become a reality.
That's right. And we need you to help that happen. 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com. Go now, go now, go now, please. Relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Not much time left.
Not much left. $30,000 will get us there. Can you help us out at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123?
877-291-0123. Easy to dial. We need you to dial it now. We only have 45 seconds to go. Please call now, 877-291-0123. Help us make our goal.
This is wrapping it up for Mary and Patrick on this first day of Pledge Drive. Help us close it out with a big day. RelevantRadio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet or calling 877-291-0123. We want you to join the family now at RelevantRadio.com.
You can do it!